It's Black Friday time for a look at Radio on the Go Sports here on KLMJ. I'm DeWayne Karstens. Hey, let's take a look at the scorecard from yesterday. We had three men's basketball teams from the state playing in different tournaments. In Florida, the game you heard yesterday on KLMJ, Iowa State not looking good. They were down by, 15 points at one point? 10 points down with 6 minutes to go, but the Cyclones charge back. They drive it right at VCU, and they get to the free throw line. They make some shots, and they got the win 68-64 to go to 5-0 on the season. Taman Lipsey scored 22 points. Kashawn Gilbert had 22 points and 10 rebounds, as Iowa State will be advancing now to the next game in this tournament, and that will be coming up here. We'll mention that here in just a little bit. And then also, the Iowa Hawkeyes were in action down in San Diego at the Rady Children's Invitational, and it was Oklahoma with the win over the Hawkeyes, 79-67. Owen Freeman scored 13 points off the bench to lead the Hawkeyes. He also had 7 rebounds, but Iowa falls to 3-2 on the season. They'll play again out in San Diego. And then in the battle for Atlantis, Northern Iowa, who nearly knocked off, well, they give a good charge anyway to North Carolina in the first round. They lose a heartbreaker to Texas Tech, who hit a shot with 0.8 seconds left to beat Northern Iowa 72-70. And the Panthers were led by Nate Heisey's 18 points. They fall to 1-4 on this season. They'll have another game again at the Paradise Island there for the Battle of Atlantis. 17th ranked college football playoff rankings, that is. The Hawkeyes closed the regular season ranked at number 17, and they're at Nebraska today. The Hawkeyes have already clinched a spot in the Big Ten championship game, and a win over the Huskers would lock up a 11th 10-win season in program history. Nebraska needs a win to become bowl eligible, and Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says the Huskers have made significant progress under first-year coach Matt Rhule.
So they lost 2 games, won 5 out of the next 6, really looked good, and now they've lost 3 straight. But you look at it, it's 2 3-point losses. Last week in overtime, ended up being a 7-point game or a touchdown game, but so they're playing really well.
Even though they have already clinched the division title, Ferentz says the Hawkeyes have a lot to play for. 5 of Iowa's Big Ten wins have been by 10 points or less, and this has the makings of another close game.
Yeah, first thing is you got to be in a game and to win it, and then if you can be in the fourth quarter, you got a shot to win it. So it's just kind of the way we're built. And you know, some years are better than others. Some teams are better at it than others. And the ones that are a little bit proficient and have a chance to be successful, and this team's proven to be that way.
Ferentz says the players deserve credit for excelling in close games.
Again, it just circles back to the players, you know, guys that believe in what we're doing and believe that, you know, games are full 60s. And, you know, if they'll just stick with it, maybe something good will happen. Last Saturday is a good example of that. And I guess we're used to it, I guess. And as long as you're coming out on the plus side, more than not, that's a good thing.
And the Hawkeyes will be in search of their 6th straight victory in Lincoln. Kickoff at 11:09 a.m. coming up here this morning for Hawkeyes at Nebraska. A turnaround season at Iowa State can end with a big road victory as the Cyclones get ready for their visiting 19th-ranked Kansas State coming up tomorrow night. ISU is 6-5, and with a win, will finish no worse than a tie for 4th in the Big 12.
The growth of this football team has been transformational. You know, I think that, again, it'll all be defined by how we finish. There's still, I think, 8 incredible quarters for this football team to finish what it started. But the one thing this group has done literally every single game it's played is it's grown and it's gotten better.
And after going up against the league's top defense in Texas last week, the Cyclones will face a K-State defense that is ranked 2nd in the Big 12. Kickoff 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Drake will be a decided underdog tomorrow when the Bulldogs visit 8th-ranked North Dakota State in the opening round of the FCS playoffs. The Bulldogs played at North Dakota State to open last season and played this year. They played 2 ranked FCS foes in non-conference play. The Bulldogs will try to find ways to hang in the game, according to coach Todd Stepsis.
I think if we can get to the fourth quarter, then all bets are off, and you know, teams are gonna you know, play to the level of their training. And so for us, we've had a lot of close games, we've had a lot of four quarter games, and so it's a space that we're used to. And you know, if we can get to that fourth quarter, you know, maybe that's a space that maybe they don't necessarily like to be in. We can take advantage.
Of course, the team that would like to be in the FCS playoffs and usually is but did not make it was the UNI Panthers. Coach Mark Farley says it was the Week 10 loss at Missouri State that kept the Panthers out of the FCS playoffs. UNI finished the season with a record of 6-5 after a 48-27 loss in the season finale to North Dakota State.
It was the Missouri State game was the one that, in the end, that cost us. I think that's obvious. And that was one because we were playing well enough at that time. And we had made the adjustments throughout that, but ultimately it was that game that we should have won and not been in the position that we were in the other night.
It was the second straight season the Panthers have missed out on the FCF's playoffs.
It's not acceptable not to be in the playoffs today for me, okay? And that's the aggravation as much as anything, because that's all we work for every day of the week, all right? And that's all we drive for.
And the UNI women's basketball team is in action. They play Syracuse today in the opening round of the South Point Thanksgiving Shootout in Las Vegas. The Panther women are 1-2 after a loss to Ball State.
Some mental things that we have to individually and collectively toughen up in regards to we got to be a little bit tougher minded with finishing and embracing the toughness. Right now, I think we're a little soft, but I expect us to toughen up a little bit.
And that's Panther coach Tanya Warren. The UNI ladies are shooting only 61%, that is, from the foul line. Warren says the lack of confidence is a major factor.
You're not going to get rid of the negative talk, but I can certainly control the volume of it. And right now we're not doing a very good job of controlling the volume of the negative talk, which then bleeds. It's contagious. Just like hitting them's contagious, missing them is contagious. So there's some correctable things that we have to be able to do from self-talk and body language.
Syracuse is 3-1 after a two-point loss at Maryland. Tip-off for UNI versus Syracuse in Las Vegas is at 1 o'clock today. Some more all-district football teams announced. Class 1A District 3, Dyke, New Hartford, and Athlington-Parkersburg part of that district. And first-team all-district for Dyke, New Hartford include Noah Borkading, also Devin Lotz and Tate DeBurr, Zach Adelman, Jack Severson, and Micah Walston. For Athlington Parkersburg on the offensive line, Jackson Mulder. For AP wide receiver, Nick Neuroth, and offensive utility player, Gavin Thomas. On the second team for the Wolverines, Colin Meester, Carson Costello, Jack Hoynes, along with Tyson Bennett and Jace Jensen. For Athlington Parkersburg, second team all-district linebacker, Cooper Hoff. Defensive lineman, Niall Peterson, and the Falcon offensive lineman, Colton Harkin, a second-team all-district performer from this past fall. And we move into the winter sports, of course, with the basketball and wrestling. And Hampton-Dumont Cowboys wrestling comes in ranked number 9. They return to a battle-tested core ready to make history as a program. The Bulldogs return the leadership of 7 seniors, including captains Cale Burmaster, also Carter Helskov, and Jason Stevens. Stevens finished in 6th place in Class 2A last year at the state tournament at 106 pounds. Helskov placed 7th in 2A at the 285 at the state tournament a year ago as well. Head coach Patrick Hansen says early practices have focused on wrestlers learning about their physical abilities and drive, then working on technique ahead of the first duel, and says returning an experienced group has helped with the Bulldog wrestlers' overall team development.
First week isn't a whole lot about wrestling. It's a lot about finding where their limits are and showing themselves they can push further than they probably think they can, and kind of finding our breaking points and stuff and figuring out about ourselves that we can push past a lot of things we thought we couldn't. And then, you know, this week we've been focusing more on our technique and movements and reactions. You know, we got a lot of really experienced kids. There's just no way to simulate them wrestling experienced kids and learning from them, which has been really, it just makes you better. As our kids have gotten older, we've gotten really good at that and kind of bringing freshman kids in, teaching them our ways and how we do things. And, you know, they learn pretty quick. So great group of kids we have right now. And I'm just fortunate enough to be their coach.
The Bulldogs have 4 ranked wrestlers, including Stevens, or Jason Stevens, that is, at 113 pounds, Charlie Showalter at 132, Cale Burmaster at 190, and Carter Helskov at 285. Hansen says the Bulldogs have a seat at the table amongst the top wrestling programs in the state and says a goal is to prove that they belong by qualifying as a team to the state dual tournament.
We're going to show everybody that we mean business, and we're ranked 9th. We got our seat at the table. We've never been top 18 before. A lot of the kids before us has done the work so that we have a name now that is respected. And it's time for us to capitalize on that and prove to everybody we do belong here and that we do belong at the state tournament, even though, you know, we've never had a team make it to state duels before from Hampton-Dumont. that's a big goal of this team, and we want to put our names up there with the best team ever to come through here.
HD Cal begins a busy opening week of the season with a duel at Lake Mills coming up this Tuesday. And there is college football today. Again, the Iowa Hawkeyes at Nebraska at 11 a.m., as we mentioned. College basketball, men's college hoops. Iowa State will be playing Virginia Tech coming up at 4:30 today right here on KLMJ. Also, the Iowa Hawkeye men are in action at the San Diego Grady Children's Invitational, and the battle for Atlantis Northern Iowa will be playing later on today as well. In women's basketball, Drake is playing Louisiana Tech in Des Moines, a home game for the Drake ladies. Also, Northern Iowa, as we mentioned, against Syracuse out in Las Vegas. The Iowa State women play Vanderbilt today at 3:30 p.m. The Iowa Hawkeye women are in action against Purdue Fort Wayne. And in college volleyball, the Iowa Hawkeyes at Northwestern. A busy day on this Black Friday. Plus, we'll be out at some area businesses. More information about shopping local. Stay tuned here to Radio on the Go. I'm Dwayne Carstens, reporting sports on KLMJ.